Arroyo. Happy Thursday. Hey, Chase.
Hey.
I've got Chase here with me. He is calling in from where he's been the last few months at his family's land in Kansas. So he went out there in March for a quick little visit and got stuck because of coronavirus. So he's there. I'm in Nashville. Thankful to have him on for the Q&A today. And Chase is, he helps me book a lot of people for the podcast. He was a big part of organizing how we were going to do last Thursday, what we're going to do this Thursday regarding our topics and being sensitive to what's happening in the world right now and racial injustice. And I am about to get into the quote for today, which I thought was very fitting. And I chose Martin Luther King Jr. to quote for today. And, you know, before I say this, I want you to know that I obviously know Martin Luther King Jr. saying, like, the time is always right to do what is right. Well, now I've said the quote. That's the quote. He's saying that. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. But I want to say the right next move for everyone might look a little bit different. But as long as you're taking a step in the right direction, I mean, now's the time to start taking steps. This racial injustice conversation and movement, the action that is actually taking place right now is amazing. And there's so much work to do. And that work is going to look different for everybody. So yes, like MLK Jr. said, the time is always right to do what is right. And I want to make sure y'all hear that. But I also want you to know that here we have a lot of grace. Here at the podcast, or in my world, on the Bobby Bone Show, Radio Amy, you know, Instagram, I know Chase here, anybody that comes on my podcast, if like my husband, Mary, my sister, the people that I surround myself with, we're all on this journey right now. All of those people, and each of us are at a little bit of a different place, don't you think, Chase?
I'd agree.
It's not like right now we're all, like my husband and I, we just started this journey and everybody's reading all these books and watching all these things, and the church, our church conversations are centered around this, and we're trying to take, you follow new Instagram accounts and learn things and unlearn things and get in all this information, and everybody's absorbing it and processing it at a different pace. But that's okay.
You bet.
We're open to it. We're making steps in the right direction. And that's what I'm thankful for. And I hope that a lot of you listening are here for it. If you're not, I would encourage you to keep listening. Like, I hope it doesn't turn you away. If anything, I want you to stick with it, because hopefully one day someone, a guest that I have on that is far wiser than me, may say something that will finally resonate with you. But I get it. If you don't want to follow, you're not going to follow. I mean, Chase, I've lost thousands of followers on Instagram in the last week or so, and definitely lost some listeners of the podcast, but that's okay. This is my time to do what is right, and I'm going to continue on this path, and I might lose some people, and I'm just going to have to be okay with that.
Well, and I think just real quickly to wrap that up before we get into the questions, you know, you said you really want listeners to hear that quote, that the time is always right to do what is right. And like you just said, we try to be very careful and considerate of what we do and what you lead us through with who we bring on the show and the dialogue we start. And right now we just are doing what we feel is right, and talking to people, and hopefully just opening a conversation that can sometimes be uncomfortable, but a conversation that's hopefully filled with grace and learning and how we do better. And so, you know, like the quote, we're just trying to do what we believe is right with the tools we have in front of us, and we hope to learn from you as you maybe learn things from what you hear on the show.
Mm-hmm. And if y'all enjoyed last Thursday's episode, or I would encourage you, if you missed it, to go back and listen to it. And that if you did listen and you really started, you listened, you really listened to what, you know, Brittany as a Black woman had to say. And you really listened to what my pastor had to say about white privilege. And you really listened to what Dr. Tatum had to say about race in our country. Then yeah, that's a step in the right direction. Simply listening. I mean, I think that a lot of us need to do a lot more listening right now and not get defensive in our heads, even like saying it out loud right away to like come up with your defense plan of what, how you're going to argue this. Like, no, we can just listen. And I'm putting together Thursday's episode. Chase and I have been working on it, and I think it's going to be really good. And I encourage you to listen to that one. And if there's any of these episodes you maybe want to send to friends and family for them to listen to, I would encourage you to do that. And I hope that we create a safe space for, yeah, conversations, and not that not everybody's perfect, and that there's probably going to be some hiccups and mess ups along the way, but we're trying to do what is right. So before
I think the big,
oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I just cut you off. But I think the other thing I'd add is I'd encourage listeners that if there's something you're curious about or something that you want to hear more of in this dialogue, email us, mm-hmm. send a message to Amy. You can track me down. Like anything, if you have ideas, thoughts, questions, you know, don't feel uncomfortable in raising a question if you really don't know the answer to it. Like don't, we really, again, just reemphasizing, want to create a safe space where people feel like they can ask things with the intention of doing better and learning more. And if that is your intention, like you're safe here. You're safe with us. And so I just encourage you, if you have questions or thoughts on all of this, you know, send them in. We want to hear them.
Yeah. fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com is the email. Y'all can send thoughts on that. You can send questions for the Q&A segment. You can send empowered women's thoughts and ideas. If you missed that, Mary and I are doing a special series coming up in the next couple months for empowered women, and we would love to hear your thoughts on that. We're very excited.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great, and it'll be similar to my Outweigh, the disordered eating series that I did. It'll just be a 4-part series, and we'll hopefully encourage and empower and lift up a lot of women, and it's going to be great. So, okay, let me get into the questions. Before I do, I want to give a shout out to my son Stevenson for doing the artwork on our new Be the Change shirts, which some of you have sent notes that you ordered the shirts without knowing that they were in his handwriting. Like you thought it was just a really cool font. So it's even more special now that you know that he did the handwriting, and I couldn't agree more. They're super special and really, you know, we hope that you put them on and it's a reminder to be the change. And 100% of the proceeds are going to organizations fighting racial injustice. So we have that shirt along with two other designs. We've got some kid sizes. Those can be found at radioamy.com. You'll see a little picture of Stevenson wearing a shirt that says Be the Change. You can click on that. And then heads up, everything I mentioned while answering today's questions can be found on my Amazon favorites page, which is also easily found at radioamy.com. You just click on Amazon favorites and you should be good to go. So instead of repeating myself over and over, I'm pretty sure every question that I address can be found on my Amazon page. Okay.
That's convenient. I like
yeah.
it.
Okay, well, Chase, first question.
Okay, this one's from Annette. You may have posted or mentioned this and I missed it, but do you have any books you are recommending or that were recommended to you on anti-racism? Amazon has a lot being sold, and I was hoping for some guidance from you.
Okay, so yes, and I put some on my Amazon page, but some are sold out right now, but you could just at least look at them and know exactly what they are, and then you could download the audio version if you wanted to. But the ones I'm reading and listening to right now are How to Be an Anti-Racist, Why Are All the Black Kids Sitting Together in the Cafeteria and Other Conversations About Race, and White Fragility. And those are the three that I'm going through right now. But there's other great ones. Those are the ones I have listed on my Amazon because that's what I'm reading. But you can also check out socialjusticebooks.org for resources, even resources for how to talk to your kids about race, which is super important. And then also, speaking of books, I got an email from someone named Kat, I think is her name, asking what book that Ben, my husband, read that sold him on adoption. And that one is called Adopted for Life. So while we're talking about books, I wanted to throw that in there. So hope that helps. And socialjusticebooks.org or radioemmy.com for Amazon books. But and then there's just so many. Be the Bridge. I haven't started reading that yet because I'm waiting to get through these other ones. But I started following them. That's who some of our shirts are supporting, the nonprofit. And then there's a book written by the founder, which I've heard is another fantastic one. Okay, next question.
Okay, this one's from Robin. I wrote you back in November of 2019 telling you about my husband who is very sick and hoping to get a kidney transplant. Well, his time has finally come and he was listed last Tuesday. We're, of course, on a waiting list here in Arkansas, but hopeful for a living donor as well. I was going to pick up some meal replacement bars and was wondering what your favorite bars are.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that's amazing that your husband got on the list. So I know that it can still be a wait after that, but making the list is a huge deal. So a little tell me something good there. And then I always like to encourage everyone to eat full meals when they can. But obviously there's times where you got to have food handy, or yeah, if you're trying to cut back and you just want to like make sure you're putting some calories in your body. I've personally emailed Robin back saying that I'm going to mail her some of my favorite bars so that she can try them, especially since she's trying to save money. And I don't want her to waste her money on my recommendations. So I thought I would just send her some. And here's what I'm sending her in case any of you need ideas too. RX bars, the maple sea salt is my favorite. It's kind of the only flavor that I really like from that brand. They're in yellow, orange packaging. The Go Macro protein bars, peanut butter chocolate chip is my jam. They also have a maple sea salt flavor that is amazing. And then Kind bars are always easy to find, maybe if you're in a gas station or you like a vending machine. The maple glazed pecan and sea salt is my favorite. If you're seeing a theme here, I kind of like maple, but there's other Kind bars that are really good too. And then she told me when I emailed her back that she liked sweet. And so while this next one is a meat bar, it has cranberries in it for a touch of sweetness, and it's the Epic Bison Bacon Cranberry Bars. My husband and I love those. And again, bars are great to have in your bag, but in order to like get some, you can also save money and then get like a real meal. You could make bigger meals for dinner and then save the leftovers and take them with you on the go to the hospital or doctor's appointments or work, or, you know, using leftovers and taking your lunch or having it with you. Or I like to cut up fruit and keep it in a baggie, maybe apples with some nut butter or bell peppers, baby carrots. And then I don't know why I'm picturing her in the hospital, even though she may not be yet because her husband's on the list, but I figure she's also trying to, I don't know if the money is because of the transplant and there's a lot going on here, but I also just want to remind people to stay hydrated, because I think it's easy when we're stressed out and we're busy and then we have a lot going on in our life, we forget about water, but it's super important. Like, you can go 3 to 5 days without water and that's basically it. But you can go, you know, what is it? A couple weeks without food? I mean, nobody wants to.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just talking about in survival terms, you can. I'm not suggesting that at all.
Yeah, not
stay fed, not stay hydrated, do all the things. But I don't know, I was picturing my life when I was at the hospital a lot with my mom and then again with my dad. And it was hard to take care of myself. And I always seemed to try to have snacks with me and water. So I hope that
good
helps
advice.
Some of you. But a big thing for us is if we're cooking, cook a lot and then throw some stuff in the crock pot or whatever, a big dish in the oven, and then you have a couple of meals throughout the week. So hopefully that helps. Okay, I'm rambling now. Next question.
This one's from Natalie. I was wondering if you could go over what facial cleansers or specific skincare you use. I know you really love the Peter Thomas Roth eye patches. I really like those too, but I've been struggling with finding a good cleanser. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I use Zoe Gentle Cleanser that I get from Carrie. She's at the Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram. And Zoe can be pricey, so a drugstore Target alternative that I really like and we keep in our house as well is CeraVe Foaming Facial Cleanser for normal to oily skin, fragrance-free. It's like a long title. All my products that I use are actually Zoe, but everyone's face and budgets are so different that it's not really fair for me to sit here and say what you should buy. But I do feel confident in either one of those cleansers. You know, the Zoe one, not so affordable, or the CeraVe one, which is definitely affordable. And then as for the eye patches, yes, Natalie, I do love Peter Thomas Roth. But again, those are pricey. And I actually found an alternative that I love, and the brand is Mizon. And their eye masks that have like golden snail. Chase, don't even ask me where the snail comes from, but it's just in the title.
I'm not going to.
And it helps like puffy eyes and dark circles. And they look just like the Peter Thomas Roth ones. They feel just like them. I keep them in the fridge and they're so refreshing. And they're way cheaper. And again, they're all on my Amazon page. So yeah. And then you asked for other specific skincare things that I use. So I have to mention my acne spot treatment that I'm obsessed with, which is Mario Badescu drying lotion, also on my Amazon page, obviously. And I feel like I keep repeating that, even though at the beginning of this I said, before we get in the questions, I'm going to go ahead and say up front, everything's on my Amazon page. Do you remember me saying that, Chase?
Yeah.
And then now I still keep reminding people, but I think I just have that habit because I will still get emails and I'll still get DMs asking me where to find it. And they were like, I listen to your podcast and I can't remember where you said. And so
I get DMs about that stuff.
Oh,
too.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
So like, I know.
I'm like, it's, people are always looking for it. So it, again, radioamy.com, and you can hit the Amazon favorites and check it all out.
Okay. Last question.
Okay. This last one's from Jennifer. Hey, Amy, you mentioned a sleep juice that sold out and you bought up some at the grocery store. I would love to try it. Looking for more natural ways to sleep better. Would you share the name of it and brand?
Vital Protein Sleep Shots. And
it's,
yeah,
so good.
They're great. I haven't had them in a while, full disclosure, but I've actually been sleeping a lot better. But when I wasn't, they were helpful. So another thing, I'm wearing my blue whatever light blocker glasses.
Yep.
My husband and I have both started doing that consistently about 2 hours before bedtime, and I've never been that consistent. And I feel like that's kind of helping me too. I don't have my glasses that I wear are Warby Parker, but my husband ordered some on Instagram. But his freak me out. They're like aviators with an orange lens, and I can't take him seriously when we're going to bed.
I've seen them.
Right?
They're pretty... They're hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to find a brand to throw on my Amazon page that people can, you know, use and like. But on it, I don't want to recommend any that I haven't tried. So that's a tip, though. If you're looking to have better sleep, like, don't drink water too close to bedtime. I feel like I'm talking to my child, but this is a reminder for myself because then I have to get up and pee and it's just not good for my sleep. Put on your blue light glasses. And then what else? What else?
I mean,
do you have any tricks, Chase?
I actually sometimes use those Vital Protein Sleep Shots myself, but mm-hmm. I'm a pretty good sleeper, but it is a good assist if I'm struggling, you know, every now and then we're trying to get quality sleep.
Yeah. Or maybe take some
blue light blockers.
Yeah. Or maybe take some melatonin or magnesium. I've heard that helps too.
And try to read before bed. Like, it's, I know it's kind of impossible these days, but the less screen time you have altogether before going to sleep, I think the better, or at least that's been a healthy habit for me. Yeah. Pick up a good book.
Unwind. With one of the racial injustice or anti-racism books. Actually, that might be too heavy to unwind with. While you should be consuming that, maybe before bedtime, you let your mind calm down, do some breathing exercises, read something that, you know, you can just not, that isn't so much. Now, all that stuff's important. I struggle with even saying that out loud because I'm like, why would you say that, Amy? It's important. We need to be reading that right now. But it's also important to take care of ourselves. And it doesn't mean you don't care about the issues if you're looking for any form of entertainment right now. Okay. Well, namaste. Hope you all have a great rest of your day. And I will see y'all on Thursday. It's going to be a good episode. I've got some stuff from our youth pastor. So my pastor of our church, he's a white Australian, but our youth pastor is black. And he shared some interesting things on Sunday. So I'm going to actually play that, what he shared back, because I was like, what? I've never heard that in my life. But it actually is backed up in some of the books that I'm reading, like the way white people use science to justify their actions. And also I interviewed a girl, you may have seen her on Instagram. She is a country music fan and she's black, and she shared her experience of what it's like to go to a concert, a country music concert, as a black person. And I got her on the phone to read. Did I say I interviewed her? Not really, because she was a little bit nervous and didn't want to be interviewed, but she came on and just chatted with me for a tiny second and read her Instagram post herself. So it was her reading it and not me. So, and then I have a few other things, obviously four total. So, but those are two. There's a teaser, two of the things that are coming up for you. All right. Thank you, Chase, so much.
Yeah, you bet. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Bye.